Brother?
Yeah.
Mr. Colson for you.
Jim.
Go ahead, please.
Hello.
I just thought I'd give you a quick report on Scammon if you wanted it.
Sure, sure.
Wasn't anything significant, really.
Yeah, that's right.
Beyond our analysis, but a couple of interesting points that you might be interested in. One, he said that this is great from our standpoint. He said you should go home and celebrate and have a weekend off, and he said, figure you're just, it's great news. He said, I would take it as no change of any significance. He said, if there is any significance to it at all, it is that if you project this kind of a rate of movement through the campaign, you're going to have a landslide bigger than Johnson Goldwater. He said, I would consider this a little bit of normalizing. He said, following your own convention, he said, the 6430 had to reflect the fact that you did a very successful convention. He said, go back and look at the July 14th Gallup figure, 5637. He said that was after his convention. And he said, hell, you're stronger today than you were then. You're stronger today than you were at the depths of the Eagleton thing. He said, I would characterize it as a little bit of normalizing, but he said it's like saying you're going to take a normal apartment, but it's a $500 a month Park Avenue apartment. He said it's normalizing at a very high level, and he said it you might have expected in a month with the Eagleton thing having passed and heavy campaigning on McGovern's part that
and Watergate and all that crap.
You know, Jesus, everything. He said you would have expected more movement than this if the man were making a significant inroad and he were gaining significant momentum. He said then you would expect something considerably greater than this. He said, this to me is just sort of playing around with the numbers at a very high level. He also says, I didn't realize this before, but he puts a great deal of stock in Simlinger. He thinks Simlinger's stuff is good. And he said, I think you're going to find that both Harris and Gallup are just shading a bit to protect themselves. And he said, I don't really think there's a change. He said, I just got back from Chicago last night. And he said, I can tell you that my interest in zeroing in on certain precincts tells me that nothing is changing. He said, my own observations of what's happening, nothing is changing. And he said, I would take this as very good, and he said I would say that it shows that you're doing just the right things and keep on doing them. He then said that he happened in Chicago to have the television on when the Democrats for Nixon commercial came on that showed the numbers of airplanes being cut and the numbers of carriers. He said, I think it's probably one of the best ads I've ever seen in politics. He said, just keep running it. He said, it's extremely effective under the Democrats for Nixon banner, and he said, if you fellas have this kind of advertising going compared with the McGovern stuff, he said, I think you're in very strong position.
That's very good, very good. We must remember that and remember to keep running that thing.
Well, he said that.
Skip a week and then run it again.
Yeah, he said that.
Or maybe not skip a week.
Well, he just said that. I told him what we had coming on the welfare, and he thought that was fabulous, but he said the Democrat for Nixon advertising, he said, is 10 times more valuable than anything you can put on, because he said the mere showing on the screen of the words Democrats for Nixon, he said, those words have a political selling effect, because he said, what you're doing is, with these poll results, he said, obviously you are still carrying a very large percentage of Democrats, and he said, even just showing those words on the screen, Democrats for Nixon, so that's all.
Very good point.
The whole story.
Very
and he
good
said,
point.
If you put on committee for the reelection of president, doesn't mean anything, or Republican National Committee doesn't mean anything.
That's
you
right.
Put on Democrats,
certainly Republican doesn't mean anything.
And he said, there's a message in that all of its own. And he said, I was terribly impressed with your ad. He said, whoever did that.
By all means, let's remember, never have them run a Republican National Committee ad.
Oh, absolutely.
That must never be.
Well, his Dick's point was,
Democrats for Nixon is a much better ad.
Yep, well, he's
said, right about that. That's a good billboard.
Him. He said, what you've got out there, he said, are millions of Democrats who want to vote for you. They have to be constantly reminded. He said, it's like a guy out hunting in a swamp, and he's all by himself. You know, Dick's marvelous on these metaphors. He said analogies. He said, somebody out hunting in a swamp, and he said, they're not sure anybody else is around. All of a sudden, they hear another voice, and they feel good. He said, every time they see that Democrat for Nixon, they feel they're okay in their conviction that this year they're going to vote for the Republican.
Listen, we will be sure to pass this on to Haldeman.
Yes, sir.
Because and of course, we can take it on. It just may be that, of course, you don't want to run an ad until people get tired of it, but I think you could run it this week, then skip, then run it again next week. And then,
I think that's the plan, Mr. President, is to throw it back.
Well, but maybe run it in a heavier area. I, for example, would like to see it run much more heavily in California.
Well,
I think you ought to saturate it out there. You might mention that to Bob, because that's a critical state, and there is where this thing means a lot.
Well, that's right, and that means a hell of a lot. Well, Dick's reaction to it was very good, because Dick is tremendously objective. If we do things that he doesn't think are wise, he tells us. We also discussed the McGovern ad, which he thinks is a catastrophe, because McGovern's trying to explain to some factory workers his position on welfare and amnesty. He said, there's no way. He said, that's like explaining that the scab on your leg is really not a sign of an infection. He said, he can't explain that. He said, the only thing you can do is not talk about it. And he said, you fellows, you're right on target. He said, you're hitting him right where he's weak. And he isn't, he's playing into your hands when he talks about welfare and amnesty.
He talks about our issues, right?
Yeah. Well, Dick's feeling was, Mr. President General, that we should be very pleased with this. He said, "Go back,"
right.
And he said, "Remember that in after the Democratic convention, McGovern had a 19-point lead, and he said, remember that you had a 25-point lead in the first week of August, and when we thought the fellow was in the depths of despair, and he said, then look at the fact that on the 1st of October you got a 28-point lead." I said, if you put yourself back in time to 1st of August, when you had a 25-point lead, if you had said your lead would be even larger after one full month of campaigning, he said you would have been taken off to the sane asylum.
Boo-boo hatch.
He said, you felt...
Funny farm.
Yeah. He said, this is tremendous that you can hold like this. And I said, who knows what happens the next 30 days, but he said that the point is that it is a mammoth lead with very little change from a poll taken after your convention when you were obviously at the highest point you could be at. And he said, this is very good. So
good.
I thought it was a good analysis. And
good,
and
good.
From Dick.
And also, it's very important what he said about those ads, and I think if you could mention all of them, and that I think we ought to perhaps buy more in California and give that a hell of a saturation on that defense ad even next week.
I think that's where...
Throw that defense ad into there.
Yeah, that's where it will really cut.
And we might also hit it in Michigan, where those are the two that where it could really mean a lot.
Well, I think of course, I thought those ads were absolutely superb.
Right.
We can make use of them in the key areas.
That's good. Well, that's right. Take Dick's advice and get a little rest.
Well, thank you, Mr. President.
All right.